think Joe Biden, they've never seen a gulf in exposure between two presidential nominees. We get about a total of less than an hour a week of Joe Biden, and we get Donald Trump all day long. I think Biden should be at 70% because you can make him whatever you want him to be. He showed up in Philly yesterday, which basically is his home area. It's where his campaign is nationally headquartered, and you would have thought it was a Trump appearance because there were more Trump signs than there were Biden signs. The enthusiasm is for Trump, and people don't want to invite more disruption and change in a system that has so much of it now.
All right. So you know, one of the things that the Wall Street Journal points out is approval number, which is obviously different from the head-to-head polls. It says Mr. Trump refuses to acknowledge what every poll now says is true. His approval rating has fallen below 40%. 40% or below, I should say. That is George H.W. Bush and Jimmy Carter territory. They're the last two presidents to be denied a second term. As a, you know, career pollster, does the approval number give you concern when compared to those two former presidents?
I would expect a president's approval rating to be lower than normal when we are in so many crises in this country. That doesn't surprise me at all. People want to point the finger somewhere, and they certainly are pointing at Congress. Congress's approval rating is basically half of that, and I think it's because people see they don't even show up to work. They're not working with us. Secondly, Martha, do you know what Donald Trump's approval rating was on the night he got elected president? Right about 40%, maybe 41, 42, but it was right in there. So his, you know, his electoral take is a good 8, 9, 10 points higher than the approval rating. I wrote a piece 18 years ago called The Unbearable Lightness of Approval Ratings, and Donald Trump was a successful billionaire businessman, so I wasn't talking about him. I was talking about how the more juicy, meaty measures are, who do you trust to rebuild the economy? Who do you trust on health care? Who do you trust to get? We now have 200 miles of wall, 200 judges. We're rebuilding the military, making sure our veterans are taken care of. And yes, making sure that our states have the PPE they need, the ICU beds, the ventilator capacity, because we do see some spike ups, particularly among 25 to 34 year olds, some of whom went back to the bar, some of whom went back to work, but they will, most of them, most of them will recover. And most of them, I'm told, won't be in the hospitals for very long, thank God. So we're monitoring all of this,
hope that's
but this
the case.
Will be a choice election. It will not be Trump or not Trump. It will be Biden
it
versus Trump.
Is.
It will be the future with Donald Trump, and it will be the past.
All
Joe
right.
Biden represents the past of 40 years, and everybody knows it. Thank you, Martha.
I got to go. All right. I thank you. Thank you, Kellyanne. You know, a lot of people talking about a shift that is needed in tone. We'll see if that resonates ultimately or if it matters. Kellyanne Conway, thank you. Good to see you tonight.